WAUKradio.com.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Elation in Tel Aviv's Hostages Square this morning after all 20 remaining hostages still alive were driven from Gaza to Israel and reunited with their families before being taken to hospitals for medical checks. A caravan of vehicles carrying hundreds of Palestinian prisoners has arrived in the West Bank city of Ramallah. President Trump about to speak at Israel's Knesset in Jerusalem.
The president was welcomed with a standing ovation. The speaker of Knesset delivered him high praise.
Thousands of years from now, Mr. President, the Jewish people will remember you.
And Prime Minister Netanyahu continued the compliments for his peace plan.
You are committed to this peace. I am committed to this peace. And together, Mr. President, we will achieve this peace.
Mr. Trump is next, where he will call today a, quote, historic dawn of a new Middle East. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
After all of that, CBS's Deborah Pata at Hostages Square in Tel Aviv.
The sticking point still, Hamas disarmament in Gaza. Who's going to run a post-war Gaza? We know that there's going to be a temporary governing body that's stipulated in the peace deal. President Trump will be sharing that together with other international groups. And then there's the rebuilding of Gaza. All these issues have to still be negotiated.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says President Trump invited him, but he will not attend today's summit in Egypt because of the impending Jewish holiday. Here in the U.S., it's day 13 of the government shutdown. CBS's Bradley Blackburn says some federal workers are getting paid.
For now, the Pentagon is still paying service members, bridging the gap by using $8 billion in unused research funds to cover this week's paychecks. Air traffic controllers will get their first partial paycheck this week, and then nothing if the shutdown continues.
A helicopter came crashing to the ground near a hotel in Huntington Beach, California over the weekend. CBS's Andres Gutierrez.
The palm trees prevented a direct collision between the helicopter and a pedestrian bridge connecting the hotel and the Pacific Coast Highway.
I thought that thing was going to land. I didn't even have a chance to look up. I was dodging to the parking lot.
Five people were hurt, including a child who was pinned underneath the chopper. Bystanders raced to the wreckage to free him. This year's Nobel Memorial Prize in Economics has been awarded to three men, one of them from Brown University, one from Northwestern. They used math to explain how technology drives growth. Dow futures are up 405. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. All so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When your reputation's on the line, you don't leave anything to chance, especially your primer. Painter's Trust Kills Primers for a smooth start, strong adhesion, and serious stain-blocking power. And now, the full Kills lineup is available exclusively at the Home Depot. Need it fast? Get same-day or next-day delivery, or order online and pick up in-store. Kills Primers. Pro results, faster. The Home Depot. If you're a pro, you know.
Some of last week's Nobel winners are warning the U.S. will suffer if the administration doesn't restore research funding to universities.
UC Berkeley professor John Clark says he would not have won the Nobel Prize for Physics without the help of federal funding. He says even if President Trump or the next president restores the funding,
it may take a decade to get back to where we were, say, half a year ago.
His fellow UC Berkeley professor Omar Yagi, who won the Nobel Prize for Chemistry, says American scientists need the money to compete with other countries.
Our science is a jewel in the crown of our country.
So we cannot allow that to slip.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
A post-game fight broke out after the Chiefs beat the Lions in Kansas City and players lined up to shake hands on NBC.
Mahomes extends the hand to him. Branch doesn't respond, doesn't put his hand out. Pat on the back, Juju Smith.
A slap, then a punch, and a melee. So far, no word on penalties. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
This report on 540 WAUK is sponsored by Horizons Law Firm. Learn more about divorce coaching online at horizonslaw.com.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A prompt review of video probably led to a more peaceful resolution. Milwaukee police quickly shared video of a deadly encounter between an off-duty officer and Elijah Wilkes last week. After seeing the footage, Wilkes' family say they believe the shooting was justified. The confrontation started after a minor traffic collision near 49th and Mill Road, where Wilkes allegedly cut off the officer and then hit him with a gun. The officer responded by firing, resulting in Wilkes' death. Wilkes' family described the incident as tragic, but said his behavior was out of character. They thanked police for showing them the video within 24 hours and acknowledged that the officer did act within his training. The investigation is ongoing and the officer is on administrative leave, as is standard. Franklin police warn that a group of burglars has been targeting Asian business owners. They say it's in connection to a string of crimes spanning multiple states. Several Franklin families have fallen victim as the thieves hit homes linked to Asian entrepreneurs. Authorities are encouraging people to be extra cautious and to call police if they see anything unusual. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. While the main focus will be on the field, there are others with an eye on the food. The Brewers take on the Dodgers in the first game of the NLCS at American Family Field tonight. First pitch is at 7:08. Fans won't just get baseball at the ballpark. They'll also get a taste of fresh postseason eats. New playoff-only exclusives include a beef sandwich at the Barrel Yard, a nachos dish that's 2 feet long, Murph's pocket pancakes, and a loaded Polish sausage. Game 2 is for sure at AmFam tomorrow. If there is a Game 5, it'll be back in Milwaukee Saturday. If you're interested in helping with elections, tonight's poll worker info session in Milwaukee is a great place to start. It kicks off at 6 in the Finney Community Room at the Washington Park Library. The city says it's a great chance to learn what it takes to become a poll worker. The sessions are open to everyone, with more on the City of Milwaukee website. A culinary pioneer in Milwaukee has passed. James Balestrieri, founder of Balestrieri's Italian-American Ristorante, died Thursday at 80 years old. He opened the first restaurant in 1971 with locations growing to Wauwatosa and Milwaukee. A statement says he'll be remembered as a generous and hard-working community builder who will be deeply missed. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. ATV and UTV riders in Wisconsin could see some new safety rules coming, and the DNR wants to hear what people think. The current rules have not been updated in more than 10 years, even though the laws around these vehicles have changed a lot. The proposed updates include making seatbelt use mandatory and adding windshields rules to improve visibility. Officials say they hope the changes will help keep riders safer on the trails and roads. People have until tomorrow to share their thoughts on the plans on the DNR's website. Last survivor of the Abundant Life School shooting has finally left the hospital after nearly a year. Sammy Garduno Martinez was in critical condition multiple times since the shooting last December in Madison. WMTV reports he finally got to leave the hospital last week, surrounded by hundreds of staff. His road to recovery is not over yet, though. He is now at a specialty rehab facility in the Chicago area. A GoFundMe account for Sammy and his family is sitting at about $160,000. High school football fans will know at the end of the week where they stand for the WIAA playoffs. Coaches across Wisconsin are backing a new way to pick those playoff teams this season. The Wisconsin Football Coaches Association president, Brian Kaminsky, says that the system rewards teams for beating strong opponents. It got quick approval from the WIAA with wide support.
We had great support by the coaches, right? We had over 400 out of 420 head coaches respond. And I think it was like 88, 89% of the coaches were all in favor of this.
It's the first year teams will be seeded and placed into regions based on their performance. rather than by hand after the season. The 8-player playoff bracket was released over the weekend. The 11-player bracket will come out this Saturday. You can see the playoff seating and details on the new playoff qualification system on the WIAA website. A key program helping students with a certain disability just got a lifeline. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction says the new grant funding for students with hearing loss and vision impairment will keep the Wisconsin Deafblind Technical Assistance Project alive. DPI officials say the funding for the program typically comes from federal grants, but in September, the Department of Education announced it would terminate that funding because it reflected the prior administration's priorities and policies. The new grant funding comes from the National Center on Deaf Blindness. Wisconsin sports, today's forecast, traffic, and road delays are next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM, WAUK.
And good morning, it's 710, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. It's Monday, October 13th, 2025. Good morning to you. I'm Dan Handy. Thanks for being there. Overcast skies in Milwaukee, 61. We'll see some scattered rain showers throughout the next few hours, and then we should have some cloudy skies. Updated forecasts from our meteorologists coming up. Also, we got sports with Mike Clemens. That's all coming up next on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. WAUK News Time is 7:11.
50% of marriages end in divorce. Many of you listening may need our services. I'm Michelle Fitzgerald, founder of Horizons Law Group in Brookfield. Every divorce is different, so we offer a range of options, including flat fee, limited scope, mediation, and traditional divorce services. Don't go it alone. Educate yourself. Call Horizons Law Group, 262-432-3600, or visit horizonslaw.com. Horizons Law Group, where we educate, collaborate, mediate, or litigate to serve you best.
Off the holiday season with a Motown Christmas show featuring former members of the Miracles and the Contours and the memories of Motown's iconic artists. A Motown Christmas, Wednesday, November 12th at the Riverside Theater, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Tickets available now at PabstTheaterGroup.com or by phone at 414-242-8200. A Motown Christmas presented by BPE Productions.
Are your walls looking tired, faded, or just ready for a change? Give your home the refresh it deserves with Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter you can trust. Jeff and his professional team bring precision, care, and the perfect colors to make every room feel brand new. Living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, hallways, they handle it all. Call Anton Painting and Decorating today at 262-939-4244 and brighten your home with a flawless finish you'll love. Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning Shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
7:13, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, streaming at waukradio.com and on your Civic Media app. Good morning to you, I'm Dan Handy, now serving all news all morning, weekdays between 6 and 9. Coming up, look at traffic, also our weather forecast, and right now, Mike Clemens has got sports.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Dodgers meet for Game 1 of the National League Championship Series at AmFam Field. The last time the Brewers made it this far was in 2018, when they lost in 7 games to this same Dodgers team. The Dodgers then advanced to the World Series, but lost to the Boston Red Sox in 5. College football. The Badgers, with another poor performance, losing 37-0 on homecoming to the Iowa Hawkeyes. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
Fall camp, I would tell you that we were in a better place. No, we're not better than most of the people or maybe anybody right now that we're playing.
NFL, the Packers over the Bengals, 27-18. Green Bay running back Josh Jacobs led with 5 receptions, 18 carries, for a total of 150 yards and 2 touchdowns, even though
he had the flu.
I really don't know where it came from. Just kind of woke up this morning just not feeling my best. I told him, I said, last time that I felt that way, I had 130 and two touchdowns. So it is what it is.
That's Josh Jacobs with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
714, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, streaming at WAUKradio.com and your Civic Media app. Let's get a look at traffic if you're on the roadways in the Milwaukee area. Let's do that right now. Traffic is brought to you by Blindster.com. Here's our traffic.
Northbound 4145, seeing an uptick in traffic volume, running about 13 minutes from the Zoo Interchange to Good Hope. That's about 5 minutes behind schedule. Westbound 94, authorities are dealing with a crash on the exit ramp to 25th. I'm Dominic Fortini. That's your latest total traffic.
Thank you, sir. Blindster.com is our traffic sponsor. Looking for affordable blinds, shades, or shutters for your home? Don't hire an expensive pro. Check out Blindster.com, where they offer custom-made window coverings at guaranteed low prices with a team of pros ready to help you every step of the way. Blindster.com. 715. So to look at our weather forecast with our staff meteorologist here on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A few showers around this morning, mostly cloudy for this afternoon, and a high in the mid-60s. Tonight, more clouds and a low dropping to the mid-50s. For tomorrow, some sunshine returning, a few clouds in the afternoon, high mid-60s. Currently 57 degrees.
716, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Good morning to you. I'm Dan Haney. Thanks for being there. Coming up, CBS News is going to talk about money and what's going on in the world of money, so to speak. WAUK News Time, 716.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Take back your freedom today with Easy Mobility Solutions, featuring Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs designed to keep you moving. Southeast Wisconsin's trusted mobility provider will match you with the perfect ride. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Stop into Easy Mobility Solutions today and take a test drive. When you mention this ad, you'll save $100 on any scooter, power chair, or power lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions, across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
717 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. There's always time to talk about money, and CBS News has an update on the world of money. They call it Money Watch.
CBS Money Watch.
The Internal Revenue Service has released updated 2026 tax brackets, which means taxpayers will have to make more money to pay into a higher rate. When it comes to the standard deductions, married couples filing jointly will have a deduction of $32,200. Single and married people filing as individuals will face a $16,100 standard deduction. Discord confirms around 70,000 users may have had their data stolen during a recent data breach, including names, email addresses, billing information, and government ID images. More than 46,000 Ambiano electric pressure cookers sold nationwide by Aldi have been recalled after 11 reports of contents escaping the device while in use.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy, so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
Good morning, it's 719. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM and WAUKradio.com, and streaming as well on your Civic Media app. I'm Dan Haney, serving all news all morning to you. Thanks for being there. Coming up, local news with Stuart J. Waddles. Leslie Lotto has got state news. And also Mike Clements with a sports update. Right now in Milwaukee, overcast skies and 61. On this Columbus Day, we'll have a high of around 66 and clouds around after 10 o'clock or so. WAUK News Time, 719 CBS News.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Elation in Tel Aviv's Hostages Square this morning after all 20 remaining hostages still alive were driven from Gaza to Israel and reunited with their families before being taken to hospitals for medical checks. A caravan of vehicles carrying hundreds of Palestinian prisoners has arrived in the West Bank city of Ramallah. President Trump about to speak at Israel's Knesset in Jerusalem.
The president was welcomed with a standing ovation. The speaker of Knesset delivered him high praise.
Thousands of years from now, Mr. President, the Jewish people will remember you.
And Prime Minister Netanyahu continued the compliments for his peace plan.
You are committed to this peace. I am committed to this peace. And together, Mr. President, we will achieve this peace.
Mr. Trump is next, where he will call today a, quote, historic dawn of a new Middle East. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
After all of that, CBS's Deborah Patta at Hostages Square in Tel Aviv.
The sticking point still, Hamas disarmament in Gaza. Who's going to run a post-war Gaza? We know that there's going to be a temporary governing body that's stipulated in the peace deal. President Trump will be sharing that together with other international groups. And then there's the rebuilding of Gaza. All these issues have to still be negotiated.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says President Trump invited him, but he will not attend today's summit in Egypt because of the impending Jewish holiday. Here in the U.S., it's day 13 of the government shutdown. CBS's Bradley Blackburn says some federal workers are getting paid.
For now, the Pentagon is still paying service members, bridging the gap by using $8 billion in unused research funds to cover this week's paychecks. Air traffic controllers will get their first partial paycheck this week, and then nothing if the shutdown continues.
A helicopter came crashing to the ground near a hotel in Huntington Beach, California over the weekend. CBS's Andres Gutierrez.
The palm trees prevented a direct collision between the helicopter and a pedestrian bridge connecting the hotel and the Pacific Coast Highway.
I thought that thing was going to land. I didn't even have a chance to look up. I was dodging to the parking lot.
Five people were hurt, including a child who was pinned underneath the chopper. Bystanders raced to the wreckage to free him. This year's Nobel Memorial Prize in Economics has been awarded to three men, one of them from Brown University, one from Northwestern. They used math to explain how technology drives growth. Dow futures are up 405. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When your reputation's on the line, you don't leave anything to chance, especially your primer. Painter's Trust Kills Primers for a smooth start, strong adhesion, and serious stain-blocking power. And now, the full Kills lineup is available exclusively at the Home Depot. Need it fast? Get same-day or next-day delivery, or order online and pick up in-store. Kills Primers. Pro results, faster. The Home Depot. If you're a pro, you know.
Some of last week's Nobel winners are warning the U.S. will suffer if the administration doesn't restore research funding to universities.
UC Berkeley professor John Clark says he would not have won the Nobel Prize for Physics without the help of federal funding. He says even if President Trump or the next president restores the funding,
it may take a decade to get back to where we were, say, half a year ago.
His fellow UC Berkeley professor Omar Yagi, who won the Nobel Prize for Chemistry, says American scientists need the money to compete with other countries.
Our science is a jewel in the crown of our country.
So we cannot allow that to slip.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
A post-game fight broke out after the Chiefs beat the Lions in Kansas City and players lined up to shake hands on NBC.
Mahomes extends the hand to him. Branch doesn't respond, doesn't put his hand out. Pat on the back. Juju Smith.
A slap, then a punch, and a melee. So far, no word on penalties. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A deadly attack is under investigation on Milwaukee's south side, and it appears to be a family matter. The medical examiner's office confirms one person is dead after an incident yesterday near 23rd Street and Ramsey Avenue. WISN 12 News reports two women who said they were close friends of the victim told reporters that the victim's daughter may have beaten her mother to death. Milwaukee police haven't yet released any information. Big Bank takes on Little Bank tonight in Game 1 of the National League Championship Series. The Los Angeles Dodgers have the highest payroll in the league, Milwaukee one of the smallest. First pitch is scheduled for 7:08, and the game will be broadcast nationally on TBS and streamed on HBO Max. Parking lots at the stadium typically open 3.5 hours before game time for tailgating. This is a 7-game series, and for those clueless about the whole thing, the first team to win 4 games moves on to the World Series. Game 2 is for sure at AmFam tomorrow. If there is a Game 5, it'll be back in Milwaukee Saturday. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. The Doc is doling out his thoughts about more than just basketball. Before facing the Bulls yesterday, Milwaukee Bucks coach Doc Rivers opened up on what he sees are troubling ICE raids sweeping Chicago. The Chicago native says it's awful to see people handcuffed, adding that's not this country. Rivers called for unity across racial lines, hoping people would come together against the actions. The crackdown has sparked protests and controversy, with Rivers emphasizing the need for a moral conversation about the country's values. ICE officials say the targeted operations focus on those involved in serious crimes, such as drug trafficking, weapons offenses, and immigration violations. A Hispanic Heritage Month event just across the state line in Lake County, Illinois, was called off at the last minute. Somos Lake County was scheduled for Saturday in Mundelein, but organizers say recent ICE and Border Patrol activity made people afraid to attend. Federal agents have been making immigration arrests around Waukegan and North Chicago, including several on Saturday. Community leaders say the enforcement is creating fear, reducing participation, and hurting trust in local government. Rents in Milwaukee are growing faster than the national average. A new study from Apartments.com shows it's all driven by tight apartment availability and rising demand. With new apartment construction slowing down, the market is tightening, pushing rent prices higher. Even with rising costs, Milwaukee remains more affordable than many other big cities, but renters are feeling the pinch. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. A Wisconsin family says a popular online game failed to protect their 5-year-old daughter. An Outagamie County family has filed a lawsuit against Roblox, claiming predators targeted their child through the gaming platform. The lawsuit says men pretending to be children convinced the girl to send them explicit photos and videos. WBAY reports the family's lawyers are calling Roblox a breeding ground for child predators. They are asking for damages, saying the girl has suffered serious emotional trauma. Roblox has faced similar lawsuits and investigations nationwide over child safety concerns. A groundbreaking cancer treatment could soon be coming to Wisconsin. UW-Madison says they'll be the first in the U.S. to install new technology called boron neutron capture therapy. The therapy targeting cancer cells while sparing healthy tissue, offering options to those with brain cancer and head and neck cancers. It's a collaboration between UW-Madison and a biotech company called Tay Life Sciences. Patients could get treatment in just 1 or 2 short sessions, which is much faster than traditional options. The university says it could change cancer care by making treatments less invasive and more effective. College could get cheaper in Wisconsin if Democrats at the Capitol pass their new effort. Lawmakers rolling out new bills aimed at cutting tuition costs, partly by adding $10 million in block grants for both the UW and technical college systems. Today, state funding covers just 17% of the UW budget, down from 42% 4 decades ago. Representative Angela Stroud is a college professor. She says the burden is too high.
Many of my students were first-generation college students or students from working-class families. But increasingly, they were working 20 or 30 hours a week in jobs just to pay rent, to pay for their books, things that some students took for granted or that I took for granted when I was an undergraduate student.
The new Tuition Promise program could expand to every UW school, not just Madison. Lawmakers say it won't happen until Republicans agree to sign on, though. Wisconsin families hit with high fertility treatment costs could benefit from a new proposal. Lawmakers have unveiled what they call the Building Families Act. It's a bill that would require insurance companies to provide coverage for infertility treatments and fertility preservation services. The services can cost families thousands of dollars, currently making things like IVF treatment financially out of reach for many. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss expressed support for IVF, but said he had not seen the bill yet. Wisconsin Sports, today's forecast, traffic, and road delays next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM, WAUK.
And good morning, it's 7:30. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning, weekdays between 6 and 9. I'm Dan Haney, thanks for being there. In Milwaukee, we've got overcast skies and 61. Scattered showers today before 10 o'clock, and then cloudy with a high of around 66. We'll get a look at sports with Mike Clemens coming up. Also, a traffic update and a more in-depth look at our weather forecast with our meteorologist, Mace Michaels. It's all coming up next on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. WAUK News Time, 7:31.
The Wisconsin Book Fest is a free four-day festival in Madison that celebrates every type of reader. Whether you're into mind-racing mysteries, great birding guides, speculative sci-fi, or music memoirs, you're sure to find an author to obsess over. Join us October 23rd to 26th for dozens of author readings, discussions, book signings, and more. Head over to waukradio.com to check out the full event lineup. And don't forget to make space on your shelf for new favorites.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Water's incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
Seems like nobody in America agrees on much of anything these days.
But can we agree the federal government shouldn't tax people into poverty?
If you work full-time, you should be able to afford your basic needs. Don't you think? We're the Patriotic Millionaires.
We believe your full-time job should cover what it costs to live. You think your first $45,000 of income should be tax-free.
And multimillionaires?
We should pay more to fund your tax cut. Go to first45taxfree.com to learn more. A working-class tax cut paid for by millionaires. That's an idea we can all agree on.
Hi, it's Jane Mettmeyer.
Hi, it's Greg Bach.
I'm Calvin.
Join us weekdays 9 to 11 across the Civic Media Radio Network for Mettmeyer on Air.
We cover all the news coming out that directly affects us as Wisconsinites.
And we lighten things up in hour number two with a segment called Audio Sorbet, and this shouldn't be a thing. We hope you can join us.
Mettmeyer on Air, weekday mornings at 9 on 540 WAUK and 100.3 FM.
Talk about an exciting time to be a Wisconsin sports fan and even, or not even, but also a Milwaukee Brewers fan. Of course, tonight, Brewer Fever at American Family Field. WAUK 540 on 100.3 FM. Mike Clemens has got sports.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Dodgers meet for Game 1 of the National League Championship Series at AmFam Field. The last time the Brewers made it this far was in 2018, when they lost in 7 games to this same Dodgers team. The Dodgers then advanced to the World Series, but lost to the Boston Red Sox in 5. College football. The Badgers, with another poor performance, losing 37-0 on homecoming to the Iowa Hawkeyes. Badgers head coach Luke Fickle.
Fall camp, I would tell you that we were in a better place. No, we're not better than most of the people or maybe anybody right now that we're playing.
NFL, the Packers over the Bengals, 27-18. Green Bay running back Josh Jacobs led with 5 receptions, 18 carries, for a total of 150 yards and 2 touchdowns, even though he had the flu.
I really don't know where it came from. Just kind of woke up this morning just not feeling my best. I told him, I said, last time that I felt that way, I had 130 and 2 touchdowns. So it is what it is.
That's Josh Jacobs with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Time for traffic on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning, weekdays between 6 and 9. I'm Dan Haney. Traffic is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Here's our traffic update from Dominic.
Northbound 4145, 11 minutes from the Zoo Interchange into Good Hope. Southbound bypass in decent shape. A watch for authorities working a crash from westbound 94 on the off-ramp to 25th. And since it's on the off-ramp, no major delays along the main line. I'm Dominic Fortini. That's your latest total traffic.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance, Progressive Commercial Insurance flexes to fit your business needs. From quick repairs to adjustable coverages and even payment options, Progressive Commercial makes it easy to get what you need. Get a quote today in as little as 8 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. 735. Our forecast from our meteorologist, Mace Michaels, is brought to you by...
This report on WAUK is sponsored by Pickleball Kingdom, just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls. Pickleball Kingdom.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A few showers around this morning, mostly cloudy for this afternoon, and a high in the mid-60s. Tonight, more clouds and a low dropping to the mid-50s. For tomorrow, some sunshine returning, a few clouds in the afternoon, high mid-60s. Currently 57 degrees.
Coming up, Pam Yonke has got agribusiness news. You know Pam from the Midwest Farm Report. That's coming up next on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning, weekdays between 6 and 9. WAUK News Time, 7:36.
Everyone's playing pickleball, and Pickleball Kingdom in Menominee Falls is where it's at.
This is Donald Driver. Listen up. You'll never know who you'll see.
With 17 pro courts, there's no waiting around. Court times that fit your schedule, plus an impressive pro shop, event space, full locker rooms with showers, and a bar with big screens. Or catch the action live. Just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road. Follow Pickleball Kingdom on Instagram or Facebook. Pickleball Kingdom, Menominee Falls.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
7:38, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Pam Yonke from the Midwest Farm Report with an update on agribusiness news. WAUK News Time, 7:38.
There may be plenty of anxiety about where we're going to use all the milk that U.S. dairies are producing, but I'll tell you what, there's one category in Wisconsin that just can't keep up. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news, and this story takes us to western Wisconsin, where Westby Cooperative Creamery is now investing $14.1 million to modernize their facility and expand cottage cheese production. Emily Bielkowski is the sales and marketing manager at Westby Cooperative Creamery, and she says right now their goal, just trying to keep up with the surging demand.
The surge in demand for cottage cheese is attributed to some of the viral TikTok recipes and just increased consumer interest in high-protein, healthy diets. The market is projected to keep growing. We're responding to that with a modernization project that will update our cottage cheese banking facility in general. Right now, our orders are 15 to 20% more than we can produce. We are oversold at this time. So with this project, we'll be able to meet that demand.
Emily Bielkowski with the Westby Cooperative Creamery. She says right now the current cottage cheese capacity is sold, and they get contacted weekly by organizations looking for more. High protein and clean label food trends are here to stay, and Westby Cooperative Creamery wants to keep pace. Markets are next.
You can't do the same thing and expect different results. So here's some advice. Change the seed and you'll change the game. Zitavo soybean seed is the seed you've always wanted. It's been tested again and again, going through at least 12 quality control protocols, because 11 wasn't enough. All to ensure that you get consistent performance from every seed that can pay off with better soybean yield. Zitavo soybean seed is ready to raise the bar for soybeans. Are you? Learn more at xitavosoybeanseed.com. Always read and follow label directions.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Commodities cratered on Friday after discussions between the United States and China cratered. December new crop corn was down 5.25 cents at 413. November new crop beans down 15.5 at 10.06¾. July new crop wheat down 8¾ cents at 539.5. The November class 3 milk that goes into cheese finished 43 cents lower, 1621. Barrel cheese was down 3 at 171. 40-pound block cheese down 6 at 170. AA butter gained a quarter of a cent at 160.5. I'm Pam Yonke.
And good morning. It's 741, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning and streaming at WAUKradio.com and by tapping your Civic Media app. Scattered showers today, mainly before 10 this morning. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a high of around 66. Right now, overcast skies in Milwaukee with 61. Coming up as well following CBS News, we'll get local news with Stuart J. Waddles. And Leslie Lotto has got state news. WAUK News Time, 741.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Jubilation in Gaza as hundreds of Palestinian prisoners are released from Israel and driven into Gaza. There's joy in Israel, too, correspondent Deborah Patta from Tel Aviv.
People here cannot say it enough. The 20 living hostages are home. They were released by Hamas from two separate locations, and after being handed over by the Red Cross to the Israeli military inside Gaza, they were taken to an army base and reunited with their families.
President Trump says a long and painful nightmare is finally over. He's taking a victory lap in the Israeli Knesset right now. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
The president celebrated that this day has finally come when the hostages would be freed.
We gather on a day of profound joy, of soaring hope.
But reflected on the past and called what happened on October 7th.
One of the most evil and heinous desecrations of innocent life the world has ever seen.
And he looked towards the future and said generations from now,
this will be remembered as the moment that everything began to change and change very much for the better.
Mr. Trump heads to a peace summit in Egypt next, where Palestinian Authority leader Mahmoud Abbas awaits. Prime Minister Netanyahu says he will not go because of the Jewish holiday. Here in the U.S., federal workers are eking it out as the government shutdown enters day 13. Correspondent Bradley Blackburn.
As a dispute over health care subsidies rages on, the impacts are rippling across the country. More than 4,000 federal workers were sent termination notices last week, and hundreds of thousands, like Seton Parsons, have been furloughed. He was volunteering at a food pantry over the weekend while facing a squeeze himself.
Definitely lots of budget bites and cooking for yourself at home.
A powerful early nor'easter is slamming the East Coast with intense rain and damaging winds. This woman in New Jersey battened down the hatches.
Secured all the furniture, outdoor furniture, just put bungee cords around everything and taken what obviously is loose and light.
There is severe flooding in the Southwest. A driver swept away there is still missing. The Nobel Prize in Economics was awarded this morning in Stockholm.
Joël Mercure, Northwestern University, USA. Philippe Aguillon, Collège de France, and in SEAD, France. And London School of Economics, UK. And Peter Howard, Brown University, USA.
They all explain how technology drives economic growth. Dow futures up 344. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
A survey of dozens of economists by the National Association for Business Economics reveals worries over tariffs.
Gregory Ducco is the chief economist and incoming president of the association.
So there's still that concern around the trajectory of the economy because of tariffs and because of the risk of more persistent inflation.
He says the survey shows businesses will soon begin running out of options to avoid passing on the costs of tariffs to consumers and will then increase the costs of their goods. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
At the weekend box office,
I would like you to meet Ares, the ultimate soldier.
Disney's Tron: Ares came in at number one with more than $33 million in ticket sales. Its debut, 15 years after the second in the Tron series, Legacy, was released. Roof Man, number two at the box office with $8 million in ticket sales. One battle after another, third. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A prompt review of video probably led to a more peaceful resolution. Milwaukee police quickly shared video of a deadly encounter between an off-duty officer and Elijah Wilkes last week. After seeing the footage, Wilkes' family say they believe the shooting was justified. The confrontation started after a minor traffic collision near 49th and Mill Road, where Wilkes allegedly cut off the officer and then hit him with a gun. The officer responded by firing, resulting in Wilkes' death. Wilkes' family described the incident as tragic, but said his behavior was out of character. They thanked police for showing them the video within 24 hours and acknowledged that the officer did act within his training. The investigation is ongoing and the officer is on administrative leave, as is standard. Franklin police warn that a group of burglars has been targeting Asian business owners. They say it's in connection to a string of crimes spanning multiple states. Several Franklin families have fallen victim as the thieves hit homes linked to Asian entrepreneurs. Authorities are encouraging people to be extra cautious and to call police if they see anything unusual. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. While the main focus will be on the field, there are others with an eye on the food. The Brewers take on the Dodgers in the first game of the NLCS at American Family Field tonight. First pitch is at 7:08. Fans won't just get baseball at the ballpark. They'll also get a taste of fresh postseason eats. New playoff-only exclusives include a beef sandwich at the Barrel Yard, a nachos dish that's 2 feet long, Murph's pocket pancakes, and a loaded Polish sausage. Game 2 is for sure at AmFam tomorrow. If there is a Game 5, it'll be back in Milwaukee Saturday. If you're interested in helping with elections, tonight's poll worker info session in Milwaukee is a great place to start. It kicks off at 6 in the Finney Community Room at the Washington Park Library. The city says it's a great chance to learn what it takes to become a poll worker. The sessions are open to everyone, with more on the City of Milwaukee website. A culinary pioneer in Milwaukee has passed. James Balestrieri, founder of Balestrieri's Italian-American Ristorante, died Thursday at 80 years old. He opened the first restaurant in 1971 with locations growing to Wauwatosa and Milwaukee. A statement says he'll be remembered as a generous and hard-working community builder who will be deeply missed. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. ATV and UTV riders in Wisconsin could see some new safety rules coming, and the DNR wants to hear what people think. The current rules have not been updated in more than 10 years, even though the laws around these vehicles have changed a lot. The proposed updates include making seatbelt use mandatory and adding windshields rules to improve visibility. Officials say they hope the changes will help keep riders safer on the trails and roads. People have until tomorrow to share their thoughts on the plans on the DNR's website. Last survivor of the Abundant Life School shooting has finally left the hospital after nearly a year. Sammy Garduno Martinez was in critical condition multiple times since the shooting last December in Madison. WMTV reports he finally got to leave the hospital last week, surrounded by hundreds of staff. His road to recovery is not over yet, though. He is now at a specialty rehab facility in the Chicago area. A GoFundMe account for Sammy and his family is sitting at about $160,000. High school football fans will know at the end of the week where they stand for the WIAA playoffs. Coaches across Wisconsin are backing a new way to pick those playoff teams this season. The Wisconsin Football Coaches Association president, Brian Kaminsky, says that the system rewards teams for beating strong opponents. It got quick approval from the WIAA with wide support.
We had great support by the coaches, right? We had over 400 out of 420 head coaches respond. And I think it was like 88, 89% of the coaches were all in favor of this.
It's the first year teams will be seeded and placed into regions based on their performance, rather than by hand after the season. The 8-player playoff bracket was released over the weekend. The 11-player bracket will come out this Saturday. You can see the playoff seating and details on the new playoff qualification system on the WIAA website. A key program helping students with a certain disability just got a lifeline. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction says the new grant funding for students with hearing loss and vision impairment will keep the Wisconsin Deafblind Technical Assistance Project alive. DPI officials say the funding for the program typically comes from federal grants, but in September, the Department of Education announced it would terminate that funding because it reflected the prior administration's priorities and policies. The new grant funding comes from the National Center on Deaf Blindness. Wisconsin sports, today's forecast, traffic, and road delays are next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM, WAUK.
Thank you, Leslie. It's 752, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. I'm Dan Haney. Thanks for being there. Right now, scattered showers for this Monday, mainly before noon now. Cloudy skies with a high of around 66. Currently in Milwaukee, we got cloudy skies and 60. And coming up, Mike Lemons will have a look at sports, preview of tonight's NLCS Game 1 against the Dodgers with the Brewers. Also, Badgers, Packers, and more, and Milwaukee Bucks as well. It's all coming up, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, WAUK News Time 752.
Keep your swing sharp all year long at X-Golf Kenosha. Their fundraiser for the Kenosha Police Department continues through October 18th. Follow X-Golf Kenosha on social media right now to stay in on all the fun. Daily deals, scrambles, tournaments, food specials, raffles, and auctions. It's golf, it's fun, and it's all for a great cause. Don't miss out. Swing into X-Golf Kenosha today, just off of Highway 50 west of Green Bay Road. It's more than indoor golf, it's about the community.
The taste of fall is calling at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Sink your fork into freshly baked pumpkin pie bars with that perfect hint of spice. Or bite into the sweet, cozy goodness of their apple pie bars, just like autumn in every bite. Add a hot coffee or latte and you've got the perfect recipe for a warm, toasty vibe that makes fall unforgettable. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
It's all news all morning on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. If you miss a newscast, you can find the updates at waukradio.com or sign up for our WAUK weekly newsletter. You'll find the form on the website. Log on to waukradio.com. You'll find the full menu of civic media offerings throughout the day and all week long on WAUK on 100.3 FM.
7:54, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news, all morning, and sports with Mike Clemens.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Dodgers meet for Game 1 of the National League Championship Series at AmFam Field. The last time the Brewers made it this far was in 2018, when they lost in 7 games to this same Dodgers team. The Dodgers then advanced to the World Series, but lost to the Boston Red Sox in 5. College football. The Badgers, with another poor performance, losing 37-0 on homecoming to the Iowa Hawkeyes. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
Fall camp, I would tell you that we were in a better place. No, we're not better than most of the people or maybe anybody right now that we're playing.
NFL, the Packers over the Bengals, 27-18. Green Bay running back Josh Jacobs led with 5 receptions, 18 carries for a total of 150 yards and 2 touchdowns, even though he had the flu.
I really don't know where it came from. Just kind of woke up this morning just not feeling my best. I told him, I said last time that I felt that way, I had 130 and 2 touchdowns. So it is what it is.
That's Josh Jacobs with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
7:55, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, streaming at waukradio.com and on your Civic Media app. Time to look at our roads. Traffic is sponsored by Blindster.com, and our traffic reporter is Dominic.
Southbound 41-45 on the brakes, pretty solidly approaching Good Hope. Eastbound 94 slows from the Zoo Interchange into Stadium Interchange. Westbound 94, watch for crews working an accident on the exit ramp off to 25th Street. I'm Dominic Fortini. That's your latest total traffic.
Sponsored by Blindster.com. Looking for affordable blinds, shades, or shutters for your home? Don't hire an expensive pro. Check out Blindster.com, where they offer custom-made window coverings at guaranteed low prices with a team of pros ready to help you every step of the way. Blindster.com. It is 7:56. Weather with our staff meteorologist, Mace Michaels.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A few showers around this morning, mostly cloudy for this afternoon, and a high in the mid-60s. Tonight, more clouds and a low dropping to the mid-50s. For tomorrow, some sunshine returning, a few clouds in the afternoon, high mid-60s. Right now, it's 58.
7:57, coming up, we'll get a look at money from CBS News and what they call Money Watch. WAUK News Time, 7:57.
Take back your freedom today with Easy Mobility Solutions, featuring Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs designed to keep you moving. Southeast Wisconsin's trusted mobility provider will match you with the perfect ride. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Stop into Easy Mobility Solutions today and take a test drive. When you mention this ad, you'll save $100 on any scooter, power chair, or power lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions, across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Good morning, it's 7:57, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. CBS News, and what they do is Money Watch. Let's do that now.
CBS Money Watch.
The trade tit-for-tat between the U.S. and China heated up over the weekend after President Trump threatened to slap a 100% tariff on goods from China starting November 1st or sooner, citing China's new export controls. China responded by imposing new port fees on U.S. ships. Action-packed Tron Ares rode to the top of the weekend box office in North America with an estimated $33.5 million. Crime comedy Roof Man debuted in the number two spot with around $8 million. And one battle after another slid to third, bringing in more than $6 million. That's your CBS News Money Watch report. At the CBS Broadcast Center, I'm Carissa Lawson.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy, so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
Coming up on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, we've got CBS News WAUK News Time 7:59.
The taste of fall is calling at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Sink your fork into freshly baked pumpkin pie bars with that perfect hint of spice. Or bite into the sweet, cozy goodness of their apple pie bars, just like autumn in every bite. Add a hot coffee or latte and you've got the perfect recipe for a warm, toasty vibe that makes fall unforgettable. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
And good morning, Milwaukee. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. CBS News coming up. Local news with Stuart J. Waddles. And state news with Leslie Lotto. Cloudy skies, 60 degrees in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson. Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Jubilation in Gaza as hundreds of Palestinian prisoners are released from Israel and driven into Gaza. There's joy in Israel, too. Correspondent Deborah Pata from Tel Aviv.
People here cannot say it enough. The 20 living hostages are home. They were released by Hamas from two separate locations, and after being handed over by the Red Cross to the Israeli military inside Gaza, they were taken to an army base and reunited with their families.
President Trump says a long and painful nightmare is finally over. He's taking a victory lap in the Israeli Knesset right now. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
The president celebrated that this day has finally come when the hostages would be freed.
We gather on a day of profound joy, of soaring hope.
But reflected on the past and called